We're rolling along here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for a series opener between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who started off the offense in the biggest way possible on Sunday with the first inning grand slam, Freddie Zamora. Freddie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
First inning grand slam. How's that to start your day on Sunday?
I mean, it's a great feeling, honestly, because the at-bats after that, you're pretty loose. You're just trying to do anything that the team needs. So to get that in the first at-bat of the day is always huge, but to set the tone for the team and have that 4-0 lead is awesome.
Not only did it set the tone, and not only was it your first at-bat of the day, but that was your first grand slam in your professional career. How cool is that to hit a grand slam in such a big moment on Sunday when you guys really were looking to get that win?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I was just looking to do damage in that situation, getting the ball up and trying to hit one in the gap, honestly, get some runs in. So when it went over the fence, and it was a pretty good feeling, but it's been a while since I've hit a home run and for a grand slam, nevertheless. So it was an awesome feeling.
Well, and how much of relief it was when you saw it go over the fence. You're like, oh, finally.
Yeah, for sure. Because it got pretty close there. I thought the guy was going to jump and rob it, honestly, the way things have been going. But thankfully, it went over and, you know, it was a nice trip around the bases.
Well, hey, it might have been about a month since you last hit your homer, but you have been scorching hot this month of August. Your average is up near 350. You're getting on base a ton. What's been clicking so far this month?
I think it would be just I feel more comfortable at the plate. I've seen the pitching more at the AA level now for my first full year. So just being more comfortable at the plate, having a plan up there, an approach, speaking with the guys here, the hitting coach is Chucky. So it's just a lot of things have helped out, but I feel really comfortable right now, and I hope to keep that going.
How big of a thing is it to have that first full season in AA? Because you said it, this is really your first go-around in AA. You played 20-something games last year and then missed the rest of the year. How much does that help getting that day-in and day-out experience at this level?
Oh, I mean, it's been huge because at the beginning it was tough. Like, the days, some days would be – it was a roller coaster pretty much, right? Like, some days would be high, a lot of lows, a lot of highs and stuff. But now I feel like I've made it to the point where I've been really steady. So I think that's been the biggest thing, just trying to be as consistent as possible.
How much has it helped, too, having a hitting coach in Chucky Caulfield, who's been at the AA level, both as a player and a coach, for quite some time? He's been a hitting coach here in Biloxi for quite a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important when you have a guy that's done it, the guy that's been in your shoes, a guy that you can, you know, how would I say it? Just compare yourself to. So the fact that he's here coaching us, he's very, you know, he has a cool demeanor. He's not on top of you, but if you need help, he's gonna help you. So it's always awesome to talk to him and just ask him things that he's been through and what he sees through his eyes. So he's really helpful.
How does that make you a better hitter?
Just the things he's experienced. I mean, the biggest thing for us, or as for me at least, is just getting as much experience as possible. So to hear someone talk about his experience and the things he's been through, and, you know, in those at-bats, those situations, I think it will help, like, has helped me a lot. Because, you know, that's one of the things that I've, up to this point, I didn't have experience. I've been hurt and stuff. So just having that experience and someone to talk to me about that experience has been huge.
Well, and talking about the experience, I don't think there's any wood to knock on around here. But how nice has it been to play 108 games this year and be healthy and be able to play in every one of them?
I mean, it's been huge. I mean, this time last year, I was in Arizona right now rehabbing, and it was not fun. So it was a really tough year for me rehabbing, coming back last year. So just to be out here right now with the guys, just laughing it up every day, having you know, coming out here winning games, just being with the guys has been awesome. I think it's honestly been a mood setter. Like, my mood has been lifted just by being out here.
We're sitting here in mid-August, 108 games into the season. What is the number one thing you've been most proud of on the field here in 2023?
I think it just, honestly, staying on the field and being consistent. I think that's one of the things that the past couple years has been tough for me, because I was never really a person that would be injured, but the last 2 years I've been injured quite a bit. You know, just some freak injuries is not something that, you know, has been my fault, totally, but it's just very unfortunate. But the fact that this year I've been able to, you know, keep my body healthy, stay out there for the guys, and just contribute any way I can has been, I think, the biggest thing that I've been proud of this year.
Off day yesterday, everyone kind of spends it a different way. Some guys go to the beach, some guys go to the golf course. What is your go-to way to spend an off day?
I stay in bed all day, not in bed. I'll get up, I'll eat and stuff, but I'm pretty much playing video games all day. So I'm in my room, in my man cave, just sitting on my seat playing games.
What's your go-to video game?
So right now I'm playing Rainbow Six. It's like this shooter, tactical shooter, basically like a Call of Duty, but way more like advanced. So it's pretty cool. It has me pretty hooked right now.
You gonna drop the gamer tag in case anyone out there wants to go at it?
I don't think I'm gonna drop the gamer tag, though.
No. All good. All
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Well, Freddie,
maybe
thanks.
Next time.
All good. Thanks so much for joining us, man. Best luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.